Welcome back to another episode of Talk Your Heart Out. This is your host, Christy. Today, I wanted to share with you something that I've learned about confrontations and how I learned a bit more about myself in a recent experience that I've had. As you guys know, I'm a newly qualified occupational therapist, and I just reached my 3-month mark of working as an actual OT, so that's very, very exciting. About a month ago, so I think I was only 2 months into this new job, it was just a typical working day, and I received this phone call from another OT from another team, and she said she wanted to give me a handover of a patient because my patient was previously her patient. And she was quite angry on the phone call. She said that I clearly didn't read her notes because her discharge plans was for the patient was go home with family support, whereas I changed it to go home with a short-term care to help enable her. She said that I'm holding up this discharge, whereas she could have just gone home with the daughter to help her with washing and dressing and things like that. But because now that I've put it as a short-term care, it's wasting the hospital's beds and things like that. And because she was clearly quite angry in this conversation, I felt quite intimidated. And I immediately started to doubt my ability. Mind you, at this point, I was only 2 months in, so I think it's fair enough that I wasn't very confident in my own abilities. Like, I feel like I am confident, but also when compared to another OT that have worked there for years, I kind of immediately shrunk and thought, oh my gosh, I did the wrong thing. But I did kind of explain to her that it was because I talked to the patient and the patient said, yes, she's aware that home with family support was the original plan, but because the daughter's now a bit unwell herself, and she felt like she wasn't able to help with any of her personal care, and so we thought, as an MDT, we also discussed it with my team, and we thought that going home with a short-term care would be better. And I discussed that with the OT. The OT said that the daughter has always been unwell, but she kind of talked to the daughter and she kind of convinced her and let her know that she's able to help her with personal care. And then she kind of ended the conversation with things like, oh, I'm a qualified OT and you're also a qualified OT, so you have your own clinical judgment and that's it, that's my handover. And then she ended the call. I kind of didn't really deal with this whole situation. Obviously, I read the notes and I felt like my plan was still appropriate and I went along with it. And I kind of didn't really think about it ever since, because the whole call was quite, I would say, intimidating and kind of upset me. And I was also really worried that I was wrong, but only today did I do my reflection on it. I did a whole Gibbs reflective cycle on it, and I wrote out like everything that happened and how I was feeling and thinking and what was good and bad about the situation and what I would do next time. And it helped me a lot, actually, because I think by not thinking about it, I kind of swept it under the rug and just tried to be like, oh, it's all over and done with, this patient is discharged now, so let me just not think about it. But I realized that it actually affects me in other aspects of my job. For example, I got quite scared of that OT, I mean, I don't really see her and I don't work with her because she's from another team, but I have this kind of meeting with her. It's like in a small group that all the OTs just come together and bring out different feedback and different things that we can work on. And I'm in the same group as her, and I've been putting off thinking about it because I just don't want to attend that group because talk to her and things like that. After my reflection, I realized that I was actually really scared of confrontations. I mean, I know I've always been someone that's quite soft, and I try to avoid any negative feelings that I may conflict on other people. And in my 3 months of working, I would say I'm quite lucky that this is the only confrontation that really affected me. I would say, like, other ones that I never took that personally, but this one, because it comes from another OT, it kind of, I don't know, it knocked my confidence for sure, and it made me really scared of her, which is kind of silly. And I feel like because I don't really work with her that often, it made me think whether I should talk to her about it, like just bring up the whole conversation again. But then I feel like I left it probably a bit too long, because it happened like a month ago at least. Yeah, so I'm still contemplating that, but on reflection, I feel like next time, I did a list of what I could have done next time. In the phone call, I feel like I should have taken the time and say, hold on a second, let me look at her notes and check out what is actually happening in the whole situation. Like, did she write in her notes that she talked to the daughter, and even though she was unwell, she's able to kind of assist with personal care? Did I write clearly what happened in my conversation with the patient? And I shouldn't be so quick to be like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I should have done it your way, you know? And also, I should have talked to my supervisor about it afterwards and kind of tell the other OT that actually I am a new OT, and this patient has just come to my ward like 2 days ago, and that's why I was kind of unsure about the whole situation, and help them understand my circumstances, because they might have just read my note and that's why they were feeling a bit angry about the whole situation. And because I called them when they just read it, they might have not read my whole note in detail. I think I could have been better at just kind of the whole explaining why I did what I did and my whole clinical reasoning. But also, I should have talked to my supervisor about it. I think I didn't talk to them about it because I was so scared of feeling or making them feel like I'm incapable. But actually, when I think about it now, they would have helped me identify that I actually need to kind of talk to the other OT afterwards and tell them why this happened and how I felt. And also, they might be able to reassure me that it's okay, like we have different clinical judgments, and that's okay because circumstances change, and also we're not robots, we don't all think the same. And if I identify that she would need care on discharge, then that's okay, and I don't need to follow what the other OT is thinking. This is more like a reflection for myself, to be honest. This is my first encounter of like a confrontation at work, and that's how I reflected for it and on it. And I think that next time if I encounter something like this, I would definitely take my time, take a deep breath, and not hurry to the conclusion that I'm wrong, I'm sorry, and I should have done better. So yeah, I think that having like a clear and concise conversation about how I would probably start the conversation with, I respect you, but I just want to tell you how I feel about the whole situation and hope you understand from my own point of view, because even though the whole situation might be over, it would help me and hopefully it will help the other person as well. I would think that also confrontation might not be all bad. Like sometimes confronting someone, especially when they're not just like a colleague that you rarely work with, but maybe your co-worker that you're in the same team with, or people you live with, or friends or family member, or people that you're in relationship with, can be very freeing, and it helps people learn and reflect on themselves. And sometimes it's actually a good idea to, like in my situation, to call back maybe an hour later when we've both cooled off. It's not the most fun experience, but I learned a lot from it. And I hope by me sharing about this encounter of mine, it would help you to have confidence in yourself, knowing that you might not be wrong and the other person might not always be right, and you can work things through. Like you can have time to cool off and talk about it again. Yeah, I hope this episode makes sense. I know I'm a bit all over the place because I didn't really plan this episode out, and it just kind of came onto me as I did my reflection. But again, reflections are awesome. They might be a bit tedious to do in the moment, but they're actually really helpful in my personal development as an OT and also as myself, as Christy. So yeah, I hope you guys had a lovely Christmas, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.